Director Steven Spielberg, producer George Lucas, and actor Harrison Ford are back together, filming the long-awaited fourth installment of the Indiana Jones saga. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports they've transformed a college town on summer break into the set of an action movie.
There's something timeless about Yale University's Ivy League campus in New Haven. The classic Gothic spires have been the backdrop for other films with stars like Julia Roberts and Uma Thurman. But the city may never see anything like this again.
This is wonderful, wonderful. It's so reminiscent.
Eleanor De Laurentiis peers into a downtown shop near campus that's been completely transformed into a vintage 1950s storefront. Colorful 57 Chevys and Studebakers are parked outside. The whole block has gone retro, with signs for fallout shelters and ads for Vitalis.
Of course, at my age, I'm remembering all of these things, all the old toys, scooters, the sailboats, the little rides here for the children. It brings back such memories of when I was a child and used to walk up and down these streets here.
Yale plays the fictional Marshall College in Indiana Jones 4, set in 1957. There's a wild motorcycle chase as Indy zooms through downtown, followed by bad guys, and smashes through the university's stately iron, make that styrofoam, gates. New Haven's a mess as crews rehearse. Streets are closed. Visiting scholars complain they can't get around. Elaine Green is moving her son into the Yale dorms.
The only real impact it's had is, besides the traffic congestion, is that you can't get a hotel room in downtown New Haven.
But Chef Claire Criscuolo, whose vegetarian restaurant will be a bakery in the movie, says most locals think indie fever is worth the headache.
My brother, who is a financial analyst, which means he doesn't get excited over a whole lot that has to do with anything other than money. He called me probably three times yesterday asking for details on what was happening in the streets. It's really wonderful, I have to say.
Star-struck fans have been able to catch a glimpse of Harrison Ford, or was it his stunt double, under the classic fedora. Indiana Jones whips out of New Haven this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson.